Also in August, the Earl Campbell Tyler Rose Award kickoff luncheon will happen. And that, of course, kicks off the football season as well. And that is Stephen Mackey. He's going to be at that event. He will be our guest speaker if we get our banquet. But either way, bottom line is if you want motivation, you want positivity, Stephen Mackey from Mackey Speaks joins us. Paul Catalina, Craig Smoke, I'm David Smoke. How is the most motivational, happy person I know during all of this of whatever's going on?
Well, I don't know if I live up to all of that, but I tell you what, I'm thankful to get to hang out with you guys and give a little bit of hope and encouragement and proud of y'all and excited for y'all as y'all start this new journey here at Baylor Stadium 365.
How important is it going to be for people to maintain their positive outlook and do all the things that you talk to people about all the time during this? Because we don't know when this is all going to end. We don't know what the end result's going to be. And it's really hard to be stuck at home and not getting to see people you love all the time.
It is. But, you know, one of the things that I keep coming back to in this time is to look at and focus on what we can control and to not let what we can't control keep us from controlling what we can control. And so the phrase that I've used, and I learned this from an author, his name is Ian Morgan Cron. He said that this is life. These are its terms. So what's the invitation? And to ask myself, what is the invitation in this day, in this moment, and this crisis? What's the invitation for me? Because I can't control life. The crisis is happening. That's beyond me. Its terms, I didn't get to determine them. But what I do get to determine is whether or not I accept the invitation that life has given me, the invitation to learn or to slow down or to become creative or to spend time learning or working or serving in a new way. That this is life, these are its terms. And so I need to focus on accepting the invitation that I've been given, because an invitation that isn't accepted doesn't do a whole lot of good, right? I could invite y'all to my birthday party out this August out here in the Hill Country, turning 35, getting some gray hairs in my beard. I could invite y'all out. We throw some plants on the barbecue. We'll have a vegan barbecue. It'll be great. But if you don't accept the invitation, well, that's a wasted invitation. And the reality is that this is real life. We've been given an invitation in this time to learn and to grow and to serve, to press pause. We've got to accept that and live into that which we can.
Do you think we become better after all of this, whenever this ever ends?
You know what? That'll determine what we do in this time. You know, Dave, I've had the chance over these last couple weeks, have done over 20, we call them virtual locker room talks, where we're connecting with programs across the state and really even across the country, schools from California, Wisconsin, North Carolina, that are jumping on, and I'm spending time just like I would before the crisis in person, encouraging and challenging those teams. We're doing it virtually. And the thing that I've told them again and again is that when we get back to normal, if that's May 4th or June 4th or August 4th, whenever we get back to normal, what we do in this time will be exposed. That we are going to be held accountable for the choices that we're making, because this is real life. If we're not going to get to May 4th and the governor hit a reset button and take us back to March 23rd, this is as real gets, and we will be held accountable for it. And so my hope and my challenge is for us to come to grips with that, whether we're parents, business leaders, coaches, high school athletes, to come to grips with that so that when we do get back to normal, we are better on that day than we were when this all started.
You know, Stephen, one of the things I kind of keep telling myself is that, you know, my grandparents, our grandparents, the greatest generation, lived through the Great Depression and World War II back to back. And we've been kind of spoiled in this life because of them. And because of that, they got to be a better country. And that's what I'm hoping for us out of this, is that the worst thing that we're having to do is, as long as we're not sick, is stay at home and watch a little more TV than we get to, as opposed to not eating meat on Thursdays or all the different things you had to do. So as a matter of perspective, this really could be a lot worse.
Oh, absolutely. Right. And you know, the old phrase, puppy love still feels like love to a puppy. you know, our worst days still feel like our worst days. But the gift of perspective, you know, that allows us and gives us a little bit more oomph in our step when we wake up You know, and the thought that I keep coming back to when I think about those who have gone before is that this is what was asked, what's being asked of us. They responded to what was asked of them. And it's our job to respond to what's asked of us. And just like they responded, and as a result of that adversity, right, their character and the character of our nation was exposed, right? Their humility, their willingness to die to self, in many cases literally, for a greater good, that their honor and integrity, their willingness to keep their word, their toughness, that they were tough enough to adapt, right? Well, this adversity is going to reveal our character. And my hope is that what it reveals of this generation is that we do have the toughness to adapt to what's asked of us, that we do have the integrity to keep our word and to do our part, that we are humble enough to die to maybe to our rights or even some of the things that we're entitled to. I don't like that word, that we would die to those things for a greater cause. We wouldn't just live for me, myself, and I. And this adversity, this crisis, is going to reveal that about our young people and about our grown people.
We've all had massive changes, obviously, but I do think about the young people quite a bit, those who are having their senior years disrupted, graduations disrupted. And I think with them being younger, although maturing, it's even more probably confusing it is for adults, or it's just different. What have you kind of taken away from some of the younger people that you've spoken to, and what have those conversations been like for, you know, 16, 17, 18-year-old kids right now?
Yeah, sure. You know, they're holding on to hope. They're a hopeful generation that that, you know, they'll get to compete again, or they'll get to walk across the stage, and they're holding on to that, which is you know what they should do. But at the same time, I've been encouraging them, and coaches and educators have been so great to do this. Is to encourage them and to say that the work that they've put in, that the things that they've accomplished, that a crisis can't steal that away. A shortened season doesn't steal away the value and the accomplishment and the hard work that they've put in. And so we're finding ways to celebrate them and to let them know that the reward of all of that hard work was not a trophy at the end of a season, but it's who they became in the process. It's the toughness and the grit. It's the personal code and the work ethic and the humility and the integrity. Those things that were developed through the process of sacrificing in early practices and late bus rides and all of those things that no crisis or lack of ability to be on a field can steal those things away from them. And to remind them, it feels like a bittersweet consolation prize, but the longer they walk the journey of life, the more they'll realize that those are the things that are going to help them successful, longest in the game alive.
In the next hour, Baylor senior basketball player Freddie Gillespie and also the great Grant Taft. Steven, and I've told you this before, you're speaking in Tyler at a banquet, the luncheon my wife puts on for the Earl Campbell Award. You were going to speak, and we'll figure out what we're going to do with ours in May for the Academic All-Stars and Central Texas High School Seniors. When I send out an email and I ask high school coaches, and I can hit about 200 and 300 of them in like a just push send, and I ask them, who would you suggest is someone that I get for a speaking engagement? And there are some names of guys that have been around the state of Texas, but without a doubt, the majority of everyone mentions Stephen Mackey. What does that mean to you?
Man, Dave, it means the world to me. You know, I'm not much for emotions and feelings, but it does hit me in the feels, man. It really is. I have received so much from the state of Texas and from coaches and from our education system here. My life was changed by my high school coaches, and to be able to give back in such a way that they then endorse me as one who can and encourage and challenge and has the best intentions for our athletes is such a privilege. And wake up every day thankful, and wake up every day with a fire in my belly to find new ways to serve coaches across the state of Texas and beyond.
You can go to Mackey Speaks, MackeySpeaks.com. Stephen Mackey, of course, on Twitter as well. He is I thought it was important. This is our debut show. We've had so many different Hall of Famers, Heisman Trophy winners, et cetera, but thought it was important as well. We really appreciate you, Steve, and I can't wait to see you soon. And, God, please stay positive because we need it.
You bet. Thank you for what you guys are doing. Y'all keep up the great work, and excited to see the way that y'all bring some hope and encouragement in your own way. We all have a role to play, and I'm thankful that you guys are playing y'all.
There we go. Stephen Mackey, MackeySpeaks.com.